This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
Here with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. Summer Bear Week in Provincetown, Massachusetts, with the P-Town Bears, just wrapped up the week after July 4th. I've been to Bear Week several times, not this year, and I know personally that most P-Town locals really appreciate the Bears coming as it does the week after Circuit Boy Week. One of the local drag queens, Hedda Lettuce, didn't so much appreciate the Bears. Man oh man, did Hedda ever step into the bear poo. Following the week-long event on Cape Cod, Hedda posted to her blog the following entry. Bear Week in P-Town is coming to an end, thankfully. Please don't ask me where I got Hedda's accent from. I have no freaking idea. For those of you not in the know, Bear Week is the time of the year when heavy-set, hairy men with sleep apnea descend upon P-Town and take up much too much space, eat up all the fudge, and don't come to any of my shows. There are many different categories of bears, depending on their size. A true bear is someone weighing in at least 250 pounds with unruly hair all over their tubby bodies. They dress like lesbians. Basic tank tops and soccer mom shorts with bland baseball caps. In fact, if you squint and look down Commercial Street, it looks like a sea of lesbians. A cub is a smaller bear that is at least 50 pounds overweight and a bit younger than their bear counterparts. 3 to 6 bears usually surround them, and they also prefer to mate with the largest of bears. An otter is someone who is only 20 to 30 pounds overweight and is desperately trying to eat as much as they can so they can become full-fledged bears. Otters are tolerated in the bear community, but not widely accepted. A chipmunk is a man who is 10 pounds overweight, and they are not recognized by the bear community, but serve a valuable ecological purpose. They follow 10 paces behind the bears and the cubs, picking up scraps of food and other goodies the bears leave behind, thus leaving the streets clean and tidy. A simple warning for those of you who accidentally plan your vacation during Bear Week. Do not swim in a pool with the bears. They sweat so much, and all the sunblock they require to cover their large bodies leaves an unsightly film in the water that takes at least several gallons of chlorine to remove. Stick to P-Town's wonderful beaches and bays, and you will not have a problem. That is all for now, gentle readers. Stay fresh. Hedda Lettuce. Now, I didn't particularly react to Hedda's sense of humor, so to speak, but apparently quite a few people did. On the Bears mailing list and elsewhere, a few folks took exception to her rather negative characterizations of bears, asserting that she was bitter that no one came to her show, that she was stereotyping the bear community, etc., blah, blah, blah. The following week, in response, Hedda posted the following message. Hello, gentle readers. Oh dear, sweet Jesus, what is a girl to do? You can please some of the people some of the time, but you can't please all of the people all of the time. Though I don't agree with you fellows regarding my blog, which was pure satire, I did have the decency to apologize. I still stand by it and hope down the line you will see the comedy in it. If not, you can boycott, picket, scream, and yell, because it is a free country, and that is what democracy is here for. Here are two comments which I found very interesting that I would like to print, both from a different perspective. And by the way, I am not deleting any comments on my site. I actually think it is amazing to have all these different opinions regarding my simple little blog on here. And by the way, guys, I do not believe what I wrote is true. Read it carefully and you will see that it is just a joke. Learn to laugh at yourselves, and there are so many real attacks on us out there that we should focus on that This is not even a needle in a haystack. Refocus your hate, guys. Much like Dave Chappelle, who comments on the African community, I had to do the same and will continue to do so with a wink and a smile. Stay fresh, Hedda Lettuce. One of the comments that Hedda posted was from the furbulous Freddie Freeman. I won't even try to imitate Freddie's mellifluous voice, but here's his letter. Dear Hedda, I am a proud bear and a big fan of yours. I read your blog all the time and therefore know that you poke fun at everything. I did a few events in New York with you and Yolanda, and I know you have always been supportive of the bears. I always take what you say with a big hunk of salt. It's satire. That being said, I know that many in the bear community, including myself at times, can be very sensitive about these things because we come from a place of being ridiculed for being large by the gay stream. Since the bear community is somewhat of a rebellion against that, and a reclamation and celebration of our big, beautiful selves, we can sometimes take ourselves a little too seriously. I think when we get to a certain level of comfort with ourselves, we can see parody for what it is. Emily Saylors said, "If you didn't laugh at yourself, you'd cry your eyes out." I totally embrace the whole bear thing and love the identity, but at the same time, I try not to take it too seriously. After all, it's all drag. In the end, we are all playing with identities and sexual archetypes. We all just choose the ones that suit us best. It's interesting to read this now because I have Bearapalooza coming up this weekend, my bear musician fest in Nashville. I always try to shake up the guys' notions of what makes a man and what makes one a bear. That's why I have always included your old pal, Yolanda, who has become a dear friend and one of the greatest bears I know, even in fishnets, heels, and glitter eyeshadow. We are all just trying to define and create ourselves in our own unique ways, and I think the bear community represents a positive shift in how gay men define beauty, but it can get a little ridiculous sometimes with all the lingo and the bear drag and all. Every social, cultural movement has things about it that are laughable, and I welcome your satire, as long as you are not serious. If you are, I hope you choke on a fur ball. Keep doing your thing and speaking your mind. You use comedy to push buttons, and I think it's very creative. So, these guys with the negative comments, I know you are laughing with us and not at us, but they may not. I totally understand the place the reaction comes from, but they need to laugh at themselves and not take everything so seriously. There are people out there who are attacking all of us in a serious way. Stay fresh, bitch! Signed, Freddy, the Fat, Dirty, Hairy, Proud Bear, Freeman. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. This is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup. The music for this episode, number 27, is from the very wooflicious Mark Sloniker. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.